Thank you, Brother Chris. Glad to be back here once again. We're thankful to the Lord to be able to praise His holy name and to be able to worship with God's people. And there's nothing better. Right now, I ask y'all to pray for me. You know, they call this preacher's water, but I ain't never known any of it to make you preach. So, anyway, I've been reading, and I read in Hebrews. I want to read some from the first chapter, and I was thinking about God and how he worked back in the old days, and then how His Son works in these last days. And that's what we want to preach about. We want to preach about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This is the time of year that we celebrate His death, burial, and resurrection and Easter. I've heard people argue on when it was and how it was and all that. That don't make no difference to me. The thing is, it did happen. And He did rise. I know one time they asked the Lord what His disciples asked Him, you know, for a sign. And I like a sign. I wanted a sign, you know, from time to time. And He says, I'll give you the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of God be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And, you know, and I've heard people argue over that, how that happened. But that don't matter. What God, this is, and y'all know this, I know I'm not, and I hope I don't tell you something you don't believe, and I don't believe I will, and if I do, lay that on me and not on God. You know that, but we're thankful. But anyway, we've thought about that, and there's nothing I'd rather do than to preach to you, but I'm going to read some from the first chapter, and if the Lord bless me to go to some of the other parts and give me something to speak about, then I'll speak. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm glad to be able to look unto Him who is the author and finisher of our faith. I'm glad to be able I'm glad that we have a God that we can feel from time to time, and we do feel Him from time to time. We can feel Him in the song service. We can feel Him in the prayer, and we can feel Him in the preaching whenever God causes a man to preach. And y'all know how all that goes, but. Chapter 1, I'm going to read a few verses of it, and then the Lord bless me, I'll talk about it. And I love to talk about the Lord, and I love to think about that. God, who at sundried times and in divers manners spake in the times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Who being the brightness of His glory and express image of His person and the upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And so we can see, we know how that the Lord talked to him. The Lord talked to Moses. The Lord told Moses exactly what to do. The Lord never left anything up to man. He's always, when He tells a man to do something, he prepares the way for that to be and tells him exactly how to do it. And we can see that. And even in Isaiah, the Lord showed him that a son was coming, that a child was going to be born, a son was coming. And He was going to be he was our Savior. And so we can then see in that how that the Lord blessed them and they went over there and all them sacrifices that they did, it didn't do away with sin. It just simply reminded them of sin year after year. If that would have happened, Christ would not have had to come. If we could do that on our own, then we wouldn't have to have Christ, but we needed Christ. We needed Christ. We not only needed Him then, we need Him now, and we need Him every day of our life. Every day of our life. And we can see how that He's a priest forever. Those priests back then didn't live forever because of death. They died and there's nothing raised. But we have a priest now who is Christ Jesus our Lord, and He's there forever. And He has perfected forever them and taken our sins and cast them as far as the east is from the west. Cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. And because of all of that, then we're justified. Not by ourselves. We didn't justify. This flesh is not justified. He didn't take sin out of the flesh, but he condemned sin in the flesh. And that's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes, condemning there. And we can see and take to him and look unto him who is the author and finisher of our faith. And that gives us hope. We have a song we sing, and I love it. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but lean wholly on his name. And on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You remember the narrative where the Lord says when a man builds his house on a rock, that rock being Christ Jesus is what he's talking about. That rock, that house will stand. But if it's built on sand, something that's unstable, something that is not solid, something that just can go away, can blow away, then it won't stand. But that's why that we look unto him who is the author and finisher of our faith, and we're thankful to God to be able to see him and see how it is. We know and love the fact that the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And we are to depart from our iniquity as much as we can. I know that sometimes, but nevertheless, we know that God has saved us from that. And we can see how, and all through the New Testament, we can see how that he healed the sick, caused the blind to see, caused the lame to walk. Just simply told him, talked to him. He didn't have to do a whole lot. Just simply told him on one occasion. He told one just to take up thy bed and walk. He took it up and he walked. Because he has power, and there's no power greater than the power of our God. And we're glad to know that and glad to see that. Did you just think about him just speaking this whole world, everything in it? Spoke it in existence. Whenever he said, let there be light, there was light immediately. And before then, there was absolute darkness. Darkness you've never seen. I went in a closet one time and closed the doors. And you couldn't see nothing. You couldn't even see your hand in front of it. And I only imagined that darkness was even darker than that. Whenever the Lord speaks, he says, I speak and it's done. I command and it stands fast. I work and no man can hinder. I hinder and no man can work. That means it's all by him. It's all by him. And we're just one that able to take what he has done and bless it. He blesses it to our life. I thank the grace of God. I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. And I know that this brother, and I was thinking this brother Doug was talking about Brother Carl. I've not personally known all the Carlin family, but my mom and daddy did very, very well. And I was thinking that, and I've used it at funerals and all, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Be present with the Lord. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to be. And we want to see it because of Jesus Christ and what he has done. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And we can see how that the Lord has done these things. We can see how, and I'm glad that we can feed it. I'm glad that we can see how and know that he is our God, and besides him, there is none other. And we're thankful for that. And we love that and love to talk about it and to see all the things that he's done. He said, I'll never forsake you and I'll never leave you. And I believe that from the very depths of my heart, that he'll be there. And he is justified. To be justified is to stand before God just as if you had never sinned. And that's the way it is. And I tell them back home, God looks at us through his son. And it's like a filter. It filters out all the sin. When God sees us, he sees what his son has done. He sees that the sin that he has cast, the sin that he has done away with, and never to be remembered against us again. And I'm thankful for that. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.